Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eurocash Q2 2019 results presentation conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Jacek Owczarek, Chief Financial Officer, and Cezary Giza, Investor Relations Director. Sirs, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on Eurocash first half 2019 results presentation. First of all, I'd like to apologize for Luis Amaral, our CEO. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it today. So we'll do our best together with Cezary to present you as our results, and then we go into Q&A as usual. Generally speaking, let me summarize the quarter. So generally speaking, the quarter was really good, and the performance in both segments, in wholesale and retail, is satisfactory from our perspective. In wholesale division, we are quite happy with the continuous growth of sales to the franchisee, especially in the supermarket segment. And on retail side, which probably it's making right now much more question marks, or was making question marks in past, the quarter was showing some stabilization of performance. And I think the best news is really the fact that although we are making quite a lot of changes due to still process of integration, the fact is that we really recorded very good like-for-like. So from the consumer perspective, which is at the end the most important, we still have them in the stores. So I think that's probably one of the biggest good surprises from our perspective. If you are talking about integration, we go in details with Cezary's presentation, but the fact is that we are on the track with what we planned and we announced. Right now, we are in the phase of rolling out IT platform on stores level and also remodeling the stores. But, you know, we are not lagging any behind of original schedule or facing some fundamental problems. Rather, you know, we have quite a lot of work on daily basis. In summary, if you are talking about cash flow and net debt levels, all of this is in control and at satisfactory levels. So generally speaking, the quarter from our perspective was really quite nice and stable performance in both in wholesale and retail. So let us present now details, and it will be done by Cezary Giza, our IR director, and after we open for Q&A session as usual. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you, Jacek. And let's start the presentation. First of all, let's look at the page 3, where we can see the development of food market in Poland for last 12 months. And here you may see that small format stores increased its sales by 6%. Meanwhile, discounters increased sales by 9.5%, while on the other hand, we have large format stores, supermarkets and hypermarkets that were flat or declining. Coming back to small format stores, you may see convenience stores between 40 and 100 square meter. They noted nice growth, 11% in last 12 months, as well as specialized and others, where we have gas stations that amounted 10% sales growth. Somehow both these segments were beneficiary of last year's Sunday ban introduction, so that's why we see, especially in the last segment, we see a little bit deterioration of the dynamics, because Sunday ban is already in the basis. We may see also small grocers that are flat, slightly declining by 1%, and small supermarkets, which is very interesting segment for us, that accelerated with the growth from 2.3% to 2.8%. Basically, summarizing, small format stores are growing faster than total market. They are growing by 6% comparing to 5.6% for total market. Let's look at the inflation. This is very important, especially when we compare our sales growth. Here you may see that food inflation accelerated to 4.7% in second quarter and to 6.8% in July this year. Meanwhile, alcoholic beverages and tobacco noted around 1.2-1.3% inflation, which is the stable level, more or less the same like for a long-term trend. When we look deeper, you may see that vegetables drive inflation right now, as well as bread and food. This inflation is accelerating, especially in the last couple of months. But when we look at the fats and dairy that last year were with the biggest inflation, this year are rather flat. Our categories, beverages, alcohol, are at the stable level, as I mentioned before, below 2%. Let's look at our results. On page number 5, you may see performance of our wholesale segment that increased sales by 5%, which means 433 million zloty. Nowadays, this business in first half of the year has 9 billion zloty of revenues. On the other hand, we have much faster growth of our EBITDA results. This amounted to 14%, which means 22 million zloty. It is impressive from our point of view because it's higher than previous year, which in our view was also very good. After IFRS 16, EBITDA amounted to 280 million zloty. Coming back to the sales revenues, on page number 6, you may see that this 5% wholesale sales growth was driven mainly by tobacco business. That increased by almost 300 million zloty, which means 10% sales growth. Please keep in mind that in terms of sales revenues, tobacco is our biggest distribution format. So 10% is, in our view, very good result. On the other hand, we have growing cash and carry and distribution by 2%, both of them. Cash and carry, again, please note that cash and carry are supporting small stores that were beneficiary of Sunday trading ban. So last year, great results are in the basis. This 2% sales growth allows us to improve our efficiency and increase our EBITDA in cash and carry business. Distribution, it is worth to notice that 2% includes alcohol distribution business. Excluding alcohol distribution, the business increased sales by 9%, and sales to our franchises like Leviathan, Groszek increased by 11%. It is worth to notice that sales to these franchisees increased in second quarter by 15% year-on-year. Coming back to alcohol business, please note that we have changed strategy for this business. We have discontinued sales to swap wholesalers and discontinued deals that are basically at the low margin. Moreover, alcohol is under integration with Eurocash distribution, so we will be able to capture some synergies and decrease costs in following years, thanks to this integration. Let's look at the retail business on page number 7. Sales revenues increased by 740 million zloty, which means 35.5% growth. Our EBITDA at that time was 5% higher than previous year. It means that in retail we achieved 53 million zloty before IFRS 16 and 130 million zloty after IFRS 16. It is a good result, as Jacek mentioned at the beginning, because we have to be aware that we are in the phase of integration of all retail businesses. That is very complex and we put a lot of effort into this integration. Nowadays, we are after the strategy revision, operational model revision, new design of organizational structure, and we are in the phase of common IT solution rollout. Coming back to the sales performance of retail business, on page number 8, you may see that sales were driven by own supermarkets, mainly acquisitions of Mila and 25 supermarkets under Leviathan brand. But those who cares about details, it is worth to look at Delikatesy Centrum franchise performance and in media stores. Both noted 5% and 9% sales growth respectively, which is in our view strong performance showing that consumer is with us. When we look at the Delikatesy Centrum like-for-like, especially retail like-for-like for the chain, we noted 8% like-for-like sales growth in second quarter. In first half of the year, our sales growth amounted 3.4% for like-for-like. It is worth to notice that this like-for-like was driven by the volume, because basket inflation amounted to 0.7% in first half of the year. Just one comment for 2 hour like for likes. This was the result, one of the best in last couple of years. Project on page number 9. Project increased sales by 60%, means 15 million zloty, and 10 million zloty was was driven by the Duży Ben. Project EBITDA amounted to 22 million zloty, which means decreased by 2 million zloty comparing to previous year. Please note that we are in the phase of acceleration of expansion for this project, especially Duży Ben. Now we are with 50 stores and we need around 120 stores to reach break-even. So it means that next year we should be around break-even for Duży Ben. So basically, we want to expand faster than as fast as it's possible. Looking at our consolidated results, let's see on the sales revenues that grew by 11% this period of time. Gross profit increased from 12% to 13%. EBITDA increased by 2% from 156 to 160 million zloty. Meanwhile, our net profit was at the level of around 16 million zloty, comparing to 17.5 million zloty. EBITDA after IFRS 16 standard amounted to almost 340 million zloty. Second quarter was again pretty strong. We noted 12% sales growth with gross margin improvement from 12.3% to 3.1%. Gross margin was driven by consolidation of retail companies, but also we noted slight margin improvement in wholesale business. Our EBITDA, meanwhile, increased by 8% to 126.5 million zloty. Our net profit increased by 40% to almost 50 million zloty. When we look at the EBITDA evolution by segments, you may see that wholesale gave us 14% EBITDA growth, while retail 5%. Projects deteriorated its EBITDA by 2.2 million zloty, while others deteriorated its EBITDA by 19 million zloty. Please note that this cost is driven by provision for employees bonus due to good performance comparing to last year. Cash flow on page number 13. Cash flow was driven by IFRS 16. Net operating cash flow amounted to 265 million zloty. When we exclude this impact, you may see that our last 12 months operating cash flow amounted to 0.7 times EBITDA. It means that our net operating cash flow in first half of the year amounted to 83 million zloty, mainly driven by cash profit. While comparing our change in working capital, we noted a slight decrease comparing to previous year. Please note that last year was very good, very strong. When we look at the second quarter results, our cash flow generation accelerated very fast, and we are pretty confident with current situation, especially when we look at the next coming quarters. The most important for us is that our net working capital rotation remains at the stable level of 25 days. It is also worth to notice, coming back to the working capital, it is worth to notice that our mix of sales has changed, especially in our tobacco business. Please keep in mind that we were trying to prepare ourselves for the strong season in tobacco business. That's why somehow we see an increase at inventory level from tobacco categories. Net debt amounted to 630 million zloty, which means 1.5 times EBITDA. Please note again that we paid 140 million zloty of dividend in June 2019. So our net debt decreased by 100 million zloty, but actually we paid quite high dividend. Our net debt EBITDA after IFRS 16 amounted to 3.2 times. This is the level where we are satisfied, and this level of the net debt does not impact anyway our operational and business perspectives. Just summarizing, at the end, it is worth to notice that it was a stable quarter and stable half of the year. Wholesale again showed its trend, especially when we look at the EBITDA growth that accelerated. Retail showed improving like-for-like despite ongoing integration. Cash flow generation was pretty strong, especially in second quarter, and it was accelerating, especially at the end of the quarter. Net working capital was at the optimum levels. Basically, just summarizing, our long-term strategy to expand in total food distribution in Poland is on schedule, no matter if we discuss wholesale or retail. Thank you for your attention, and now we are opening the lines, so we are ready for your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Nikolai Kovalev, ETB Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thanks for the presentation. I have two questions. My first question is on your retail business. Can you update us on the status of your retail integration and at what stages like different chains are? Possibly if you can comment, when should we really see improvement in your operational cost and margin for the retail business? On what kind of like time horizon? And my second question is if you can guide us for your this year capital expenditures and comment how active is your M&A pipeline and when we should expect you to returning back to your quite aggressive M&A acquisition strategy.
Okay, hello. So let me answer one by one, retail integration. So as maybe part of you remembers, we're showing the general plan, which was at the beginning of the year, which was telling more or less that we are ending the process of, general, we are aiming to end the process of integration in between Q3 and Q4. In reality, what we said as well, that you know that the number of activities inside of this integration project, and the most important, which we are right now in the middle of, is connected with the fact that right now we are putting all stores on the final IT setup. By IT setup, I mean unified POS IT system, so you know, front-end system from the store perspective. And then everything right now, it's already on SAP retail back office system. So we are in the middle of rollout. Yes. So I don't have here really nothing to mention about the obstacles. Of course, we have on daily basis a number of issues with the, you know, quantities, with the EAN codes, but it's more or less about cleaning database rather than really about the IT setup. I think it's really fixed as of now. And then the second discussion, which we had already in past, was connected with the fact what we mean by remodeling or rebranding. And I think here maybe I should give a little bit more color, because sometimes it's a little bit, we are mixing also on our side these two statements at the same time. So by remodeling, we are meaning whatever we are doing inside of the store. So generally speaking, we are almost at the end of remodeling, in the sense that all stores are looking very similarly inside. So, for example, if you are going inside of the store, you have, you are sure that on the right hand side you will have, I don't know, fruits, yes? So that happened. Or we know that the pricing policy is unified. We know that everywhere in all stores we have the same promo strategy. For example, for those of you who are from Poland, you know that right now when we are running TV campaigns, it's already in the TV campaigns for the quite long time. We are telling that, you know, this promotion is found in Delikatesy Centrum, meaning X Eco and and franchise stores and in Mila stores. So generally speaking, it's unified as well. When we are talking about rebranding, so when the brand of Delikatesy Centrum is going to appear on stores of Delikatesy, on stores of Mila, which is still under the brand of Mila, that's internal discussion right now, because really the discussion is about risk mitigation at the end, because as you know, in December you have the peak of sales, so we have debate internally whether it's wise to change the colors of the store and the brand of the store just before the Christmas. But that's really, I don't think that in the magnitude of changes we are doing, it's the most important. On the legal side, in the few weeks, you will see on our website and in public register code that we started the process of merging of legal entities. So in reality, we are really on the track here. So that's in quite detail, in details where we are with the integration. Of course, as we said, few aspects are not so important for us this year. For example, opening of the new stores, that's something which we are repeating right now. And we are telling that that's much more opportunistic this year. So it leads us to the discussion about CapEx. Generally speaking, the CapEx itself, I think it's at a very similar level like last year, so around 180 million Polish zloty per year. That's our guidance for long. If you are talking about M&A, excluding the, possibility of buying very small local chains here or there, it's not right now main priority. So I think when we will be hopefully talking to each other at the end, probably when we'll be able to tell you that, the process of integration in all points of all general, in all big points is behind us, I think then we'll need to start again discussion about the speed and the size of the expansion for the new stores, including M&A. But as of now, I think it's also not the biggest priority for the company. I hope I answered your
question. Just to clarify, because I heard the number 180 million. As I see, you already spent 180 million in the first half. So you were mentioning the first half, or it's like some kind of a different estimation?
Nikolai, please note that 180 million includes our M&A of 25 stores. We paid around 70 mm-hmm. million zloty yeah. in March. So actually, we have 100 or 110 million zloty standard capex that we already spent. This gives us more or less the same capex last like we had previous year in terms of annualized capex.
Okay, now I see it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hello, it's Łukasz Wachełko, Wood & Co. First of all, congrats on the decent numbers.
Thank you.
I have actually one question as a follow-up of the previous conference call after the results. I want to update myself on the situation with PKN Orlen and what's the case in there. Are they staying with you, or they are continuing with this the decision to take part of business from Eurocash, or they are going deeper? Where do you stand there?
Okay, so regarding the plans of Orlen, you will need to ask Orlen, honestly speaking, but I can update what is happening on our side. So generally speaking, in Q2, we didn't have any further discussion with Orlen. So as they said, they are, considering to open their own network for the distribution. So it may happen, and it's happening based on the contract we signed. Generally speaking, from my perspective, there's number of contracts, so part of them, they want to move, part of them not. As we said, the magnitude of our cooperation with Orlen right now, which potentially they can move over the few months ahead, it's somewhere between 3 to 4% of total turnover for the Eurocash group. So generally speaking, it's not our biggest worry, honestly speaking, especially in the context how the wholesale division is right now performing, and even, from my perspective, probably the truth is as well, that in reality it means that we'll open another distribution center a little bit later than sooner, because in reality during the summer, when it's our peak of sales, and especially peak of sales in the few categories like beer, for example, we are utilizing capacity right now fully. So generally speaking, there are no new developments, honestly speaking, regarding, you know, whether what's the speed on the Orlen site. I'm really sorry, but I don't know.
Okay, so the base case is that part of the Orlen business goes away in September, and being fairly close to that, you still don't know whether that's actually happening or they delay it.
Yes. And then, you know, they do also in clusters for them to be reasonable and for us to be reasonable. So they are not, you know, moving, I don't know, one petrol station in Gdańsk and one petrol station in Wrocław and one petrol station in Warsaw, but rather three petrol stations in one place. Yes. So we have some pre-agreed steps, but then also in this contract, we agreed with them that, you know, if it takes longer, we support them till last day. It's not a big issue anymore, I think.
Okay. Okay, so thank you for answering that.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a follow-up question from Lukasz Lehoko, Wood & Co. Sir, please go ahead.
Actually, I have another question to you, if you may. You mentioned that the growth of the central cost was related to reserves for bonuses to employees for the strong results. Can you quantify that? What kind of number was there?
I'm sorry, we'll need to come back to you, but generally speaking, as you see also in our results, our business units are performing, except probably alcohol, performing exactly like, you know, on budgeted level, so we don't have any reason to release this provision. So I'm too sorry for all of those of you who are interested. We can provide this number. It's not a big issue, but I don't have it on the spot right now.
Basically, it was majority of the change of other segment performance. So if we talk about 19 million zloty deterioration of others segment in first half of the year, it was really about 70-90% of this.
Okay, but actually you may account that as a cost related to the wholesale business, which would mean that the actual result of wholesale was weaker?
Łukasz, not only because please also remember that there's another aspect that we started to consolidate Mila, we took over Mila in June only last year, so in reality they are entitled for the full year bonus only this year, yes?
Okay, so in fact we should apply most of the growth of the costs of headquarters to the wholesale and retail operation.
Did you understand your replying question? I'm not sure if the connection was a bit for you, Lukasz. We have one more question from Mr. Krzysztof. Mr. Krzysztof, please go ahead. Mr. Krzysztof, your line is open. We don't have any further questions. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Yeah, we are too sorry because for a second we lost the connection. We had a very bad line, but it seems like we don't have any further questions. So let us summarize. We do believe it was quite solid quarter without, you know, big surprises. As mentioned at the beginning of the year, we don't see any, you know, trends which would let us believe that, you know, wholesale is not going to perform well. On the other hand, we are on track with the integration of retail, which is also making us quite happy, especially in this context of consumer, which we're trying to show you. So generally speaking, all of you are really welcome on our next conference call in Q3 at the beginning of November. So thank you very much for your time. At any time, if you have any further questions, please contact Cezary or myself, and we are very open to discuss it further. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.